Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
So last night, I achieved a career highlight. I met Sir Cliff Richard at the National Lottery on BBC One. What a nice man, what a legend.
Was he?
Oh yeah, really nice. Luckily though, Sir Cliff hadn't heard our show lately.
Did you ask him?
No.
Oh, right, okay.
And neither did I wear special pants.
Did you dress up in an Elvis costume?
No, I just wore a grey suit.
Okay.
But he hadn't heard his amazing innuendo bingo, because I don't think he's a Radio 1 listener.
I didn't just want to be like Elvis, I wanted to be him. I'd like to have woken up and found that I was inside him.
And a lot of people are texting in saying, were you smirking during the interview last night? No, not at all. Maybe a little bit. And here's why, because this is what was going on in my head.
And as you can see, Sir Cliff has joined me. Fantastic performance.
Thank you very much.
So, number one battle this weekend. It's between you, Katy Perry, and the Pussycat Dolls. How are you feeling?
Oh, I feel pretty good. I mean, I found a song that
it's actual Sir Cliff Richard. All I can think about is this.
I'd like to have woken up and found I was inside.
Pull yourself together, Scott.
If I make number one, it'll be the crowning glory of my 50 years.
Okay, well, the best of luck for this weekend. We've got fingers crossed.
Oh, God. I couldn't stop thinking about it.
You have your fingers crossed?
Yeah.
For Cliff to be number one?
I'd like to have woken up and found I was inside him.
Believe me, I've got everything crossed. The performance, a lot of people are commenting on. Oh, seriously, watch it on iPlayer.
Well, you said it was fantastic.
That's amazing.
You said it was a fantastic performance, and you have your fingers crossed that Cliff Richard is number one ahead of Katy Perry and the Pussycat Dolls.
I had to text all my friends to say how good this performance was last night. Not you.
Not me. No.
And I also got another text from a number I didn't know saying, you didn't text me.
Mm-hmm. Well, Matt, I'll go and watch it on the iPlayer now then.
Yeah, do it. I like the lyrics of the song, because the song's about his 50 years in showbiz and how it's been an amazing journey since 1958 or whatever it is. And the best lyric is, I'm up here, you're out there, to me it feels so right.
Right.
Thanks for buying me all my houses. And my vineyard in Portugal.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
And now it's time to answer your correspondence. It's Dear Scott.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you are sending hundreds of texts and emails every day. We get a lady who is posh from Radio 4 to read them out. And then we answer them like this.
Hi, Scott. Can you ask Mark where he got his banana-shaped wallet from, please? I find a normal square wallet is uncomfortable to keep in my front pocket.
What are they talking about there?
I
think I remember now.
Do you?
Yeah. Hmm? Because when Katy Perry was in yesterday, you said, no, that's my wallet or
yeah.
something.
And it was in your pocket. It's a square wallet.
Right, why are they saying it's banana shaped?
I don't know, I don't understand that really. Okay. Who would have a banana shaped wallet?
I have no idea.
Couldn't keep anything in that, could you?
Have you seen my new purse?
No, when did you get this?
Well, you know my other one fell apart.
Because there was just too much money bulging out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a new one.
Just in your man bag?
Yeah. Really good.
Very at the right at the bottom.
Can't actually find it at the moment. This happens a lot. Normally in the pub.
Yes, when it's your round.
Look at that. Check that out for a beast of a purse.
But that is actually a purse.
No, it's not. I checked it as men's.
It looks quite a lot like ladies.
That is a lady's purse.
It's not.
Open it up. I want to see the interior. I bet it's flowery.
It's not flowery.
It has a zip on it.
Yeah?
That's a purse.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, don't nick my wallet out my
bag. A wallet doesn't have a zip on it.
What?
It's not flowery.
What is in your bag to make you go so crazy at the fact of... Yeah, no, it's...
This, what?
It's that men's. Is a purse.
It is men's, is what she's going to say.
It's not.
Anyway, I can't believe we've dedicated a whole minute to my purse. Back in the man bag, and next.
Dear Scott, each morning at around 7:15, I arrive at the gym for a punishing workout, followed by a full English and a decaf skinny latte.
Ooh.
On my arrival at the changing rooms, I am often greeted with the sight of a naked man drying himself all over with the hairdryer in front of the mirror. The man has no body hair, so I wonder why he has the need for a hairdryer. Discuss. Mark, Reading.
Now, I remember we have touched on this subject before. There are people that seem to just blow dry themselves for no particular reason in the gym. A lot of people text in now because a load of people go to the gym really early. and they have Radio 1 on. So there will be somebody today that will be blow-drying their body, but they've got no hair, and that's weird.
He's got no hair anywhere.
Yeah, well, I don't know. And also, there's always someone applying talcum powder. Always.
My stepdad's got this problem with someone at the gym.
Yeah, I think it's a common problem.
Has a lot of piercings.
Right, and what, he just blow-dries himself?
Well, no, he just has to look at him because he's always going around naked. And
That's different. They're called showers.
Oh!
They're just the people...
He doesn't have to look at him.
They're just the people that walk around naked because
can
they
Can he
just...
not take his eyes off piercings, your stepdad? Is that the problem?
Well, there's one in a particular place which he has to come back and tell my mum about every day.
Well, that's nice. Like she hasn't heard the story before. Anyway, yeah, that's quite common. Don't worry about it. There's always someone blow-drying themselves. Don't worry about
also,
it.
Also, the bloke that emailed in, he goes to the gym every day, then he has a full English with a decaf skinny latte.
Yeah.
Well, they all balance each other out, so he might as well just stay in bed for an extra hour.
Yeah. It's like my friend who's constantly on a diet but keeps going to McDonald's. Oh, I'll have a Diet Coke, please, with my Big Mac meal. What's the point? Next.
Hi, Scott. I now know Mr. Kitchen is a listener to you. There was an eerie silence today, and he changed his hairstyle.
Oh, no, this is the person that emailed in the other day about Mr. Kitchen, and obviously he now listens to the show at their school.
Also, I've begun to make my media teacher dislike you less, although she still thinks you look like an overtanned moron. She does, however, love chappers. I think it's because they are both as moany as each other. Perfect match. Radio 4 Lady and Becky are amazing. Love you. Charlie, aged 14, London.
Well, it's good to know that today, Charlie, I can rest assured that your media teacher hates me a little bit less. So thanks very much. Keep me updated on Mr. Kitchen, his new hair.
She sounds like a good teacher, doesn't she?
Do you think Mr. Kitchen's got some kind of stylist just because he's been mentioned on Radio 1? Next.
Name, Kelly Jones. Message, dearest Scott, please help. I always comment to my boyfriend how much I like your voice. He tried to impersonate you in bed last week, thinking it would impress me, but he sounded really thick. I was crying laughing, and he has been sulking ever since. How can I fix this? Love ya. Kelly, Merseyside.
Isn't that Kelly Jones off Stereophonics?
No, because it's Merseyside at the end.
So. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's an impersonation of you in bed?
I don't know, but you're probably going to do one now.
Oh! How would chappers know how it sounded?
Yes, exactly!
Do you make them say love you back? When you say love you, do you make them go, say it back? You know, like when you get callers on your love you?
Yeah.
Do you make them do that?
It's none of your business, I think you'll find.
Well, how does this bloke know...
I don't know.
Know how to do an impersonation of you in bed?
I've no idea. It's probably just a quick alright treacle or something like that, isn't it?
That's what you do in bed.
No, I don't do that in bed. But
you get it's quick and then you go alright treacle.
No, that's probably what they do
because
it's an impression of me.
Remind me never to end up in bed with you.
You never know. What?
Nothing, I'm just letting that hang there in the air. There's nothing I can say to it.
Next.
Dear Scott. Hey, Scott and the team. I'm just contacting you for your advice on how to deal with a problem that I have with my older sister's new boyfriend of about a month. Well, he has started coming over a lot in the last 2 weeks, and he just keeps leaving the toilet seat up. I have never had to deal with this problem before, as my dad would never do that, and the rest of us in the house are all girls. I find it quite disgusting and rude, especially as he is 19 years old and should have learnt by now, and the fact that he's staying round our house. As I haven't actually had a real conversation with him yet, I don't wish to be the first to be telling him about toilet etiquette. I have spoken to my sister about her having a word with him, but she thinks it's too early in the relationship for the moaning girlfriend to come out.
God.
Please help me. Or I may just leave a post-it note on the toilet seat next time, which was a friend's suggestion. Love you, Emma. Smiley.
Right, okay,
get
Emma.
Get over it, you daft woman, honestly.
Emma, seriously, just put it down.
Why should she have to put it down? Why can't he?
Why has she written a big long email about this? Just put it down and don't worry about it.
After she's gone to the loo, does she then leave the seat up when he then goes in next? No, she doesn't.
No.
So he's expected to not only lift the seat up when he needs to go, but put it down after he's gone because some daft woman can't be bothered to lift a toilet seat up.
Yeah,
man. The toilet
man.
Seat is meant to be down. That's why it's a toilet.
What?
The toilet seat is meant to be down, so you can sit on the seat.
All right, well, my advice to him would be we on the seat next time.
Yeah, me too.
Ooh, my advice would be to go to one of those home-based type shops and get an automatic one. They're not that expensive, and it just goes...
What are you on about?
An automatic toilet seat.
They're like a tenner or something. What's and it literally, there's some kind of magnet in it or something, so if it's left up, it just goes back down on its own. Brilliant.
That is a brilliant invention, which I've never heard of.
How does that work? That means you could be mid. That means you could be mid wee, and it starts to come down. Yes.
You don't want that mid wee, do you? I never.
That can't work.
They can't be a tenner. That's an amazing invention.
They're really good. Trust me.
I want one of those lights that goes in your loo. Have you seen them?
No.
Ah, you see, we're both learning. It guides you to the toilet. Because if it's dark, like if, you know, if it's like, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Have you not got one of those Thomas the Tank in plug-in lights?
Alternatively, you could just switch a light switch on.
I was going to say, do you not have lights? Are you trying to save electricity in the credit crunch?
They go in the loo. They're quite good, I think.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Now, when Christopher Biggins goes, darling, I've got a joke to tell you. You fear, don't you? You fear the worst.
Yeah.
But it was actually quite a funny joke. Would you like to hear the joke?
Come on, then.
Okay, here is Christopher Biggins and his amazing joke, which I thought was going to be rubbish, but it's actually quite funny. Are you ready? Here it is.
Two actors are in a play in repertory, and they're touring around the country, and they stay in digs, and they have a bottle of sherry, and they decide that they'd have a little sherry each night, you know, after the show. And then they noticed that the sherry was going down quicker than they were drinking it. So they thought, we know what it is. The landlady's taking it. So they emptied it into another container and they wee-weed into the bottle and left it there. And, of course, all week it went down and down and down and down. So at the end of the week, they said to the landlady, we've had a lovely week, thank you. We just want to mention one thing. We noticed that the sherry was going down in our bottle. And she said, I meant to mention to you, I've been putting it in your trifle.
There we are. That was Christopher Biggins' joke on Radio 1. You like that?
Yeah.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Okay, then, let's do it. Three situations. Tell me what happens next. This is our quiz.
Oh.
She said...
What's the kidding?
Yes.
She said, get off me into the mic, but at the same time was winking at me.
Yeah. Okay, who's winning, please?
It's for all.
For all. Everything to play for. Is that what they say on quizzes?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Are you ready for your first situation on Oh, What's Occurring? Play along at home on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Celeb Air?
Yes.
That show where celebrities kind of are cabin crew.
I haven't seen it, but yes.
I actually saw a bit of the late night version last night. No, there isn't an X-rated late-night version. I mean the late-night repeat on ITV2.
Oh, you watched some telly last night, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. What? Celeb Air followed by Night Watch with Steve Scott. Doesn't get any better than that, TV viewing. But do you know who got binned off the show, off Celeb Air, the other day?
Yeah.
Who?
Kenzie,
off Blazing Squad.
Okay.
Now, obviously, Blazing Squad split up a while ago. Mm-hmm. And since then, Kenzie's just done a lot of reality TV, really. He's done... He was on Celebrity Big Brother. That was the one with Preston and all that, wasn't it? And he's also been on Cirque du Celebrité.
Has he?
On Sky One. And that's why he's really buff these days, because I think that when you're doing that kind of really hard work, that's circus work, it's hard. So he was good at that.
Do you know?
I'm sorry?
Just you and the Lion Tamer?
No, I watched it.
Oh, right. Same.
Now, if you've not seen Celeb Air, it's amazing. It's on ITV2. Chico is the star of the show. He really is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a phrase you hear often.
Anyway, back to Kenzie off Blazing Squad. I spoke to him yesterday. But how many members of Blazing Squad do you think he can remember the name of in 30 seconds? What do you think? So there were 10 of them. There were 10 of them. How many could Kenzie remember?
5.
Chappers, you're saying 5.
6.
Becky is saying 6. There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Kenzie trying to remember the names of his old band, Blazing Squad.
All right.
In 30 seconds, name as many members of Blazing Squad as you can. Go.
Okay, right. Strider, Platinum, Reaper, Tommy B, Flavour, Crazy, Spiky, Freak, Melody. That's it, isn't it? And Kenzie.
Yep.
Dopey. Dog.
Wouldn't it be brilliant to be in a band and be called Melody?
See what they did there?
Yeah. Spike E.
Freaky.
Freak E. So,
And Brian.
One of them was called Norman or something, I think.
Normo?
Norman.
Of Norman.
He's a Normo now.
So Becky won that.
Becky won that, I know, because there were 10 members and Becky said 6. Hurrah!
Oh! What's the kitty?
You know Noel Gallagher?
Yes.
Do you remember that momentous interview he did on the Chris Moyle show just a couple of weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Where he said all sorts of stuff, didn't he?
Very controversial and funny.
Brilliant interview. But here's my question to you. How many times during the interview with Chris Moyles did Noel Gallagher say the word right? Chappers.
Did he say what?
Right.
12.
Becky?
He was on for about an hour, so 25.
Right.
Right.
Let's find out, right?
Oh! What's the kidding?
Here's Noel Gallagher on the Chris Moyle show. But how many times did he say, right?
On.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Like a friend of mine, world exclusive, Jordan eats a pear. Right. Can you get us Ringo's autograph? Yeah. Right, you're in. Right, listen, right. I'd just like to say to the people at home, right, have you been given this big sheet of paper? I'm playing some minor arena tour, right? It's not right, though, is it?
Joe Elliott.
Yes.
Joe Elliott, right. Right. You know when you mix garlic with coffee and alcohol, right? Now, I love David Beckham, right? Right, Chris, can we mention Westlife's new single, please? Johnny Vaughan's playing it right now, right? He's playing it right this second, right? All right, right. We're doing a radio show here, right? So you just sit down, right? Okay, good. Right, carry on, Chris. All right, dogs.
It's
I love dogs. Dogs are brilliant. Dogs in that. Is there anything funnier, right? You know, like when you see dogs in the passenger seat, right.
Brilliant.
Right. I'll tell you what, I'm leaving here.
That is brilliant.
That was more than Demi Thingy said like.
A lot more. That's hilarious. Well,
so how many was it then? Were you keeping keeping count over there?
It was 55.
Yeah, 55?
55, right, with Noel Gallagher. Becky wins again. She said 25.
Yeah. Oh, what's occurring?
One more. Come on, chappers.
This is two bad days on the trot.
You know Biggins? Christopher Biggins.
So this morning's one has been Kenzie, Noel and Biggins.
Yeah.
Right.
Everyone loves him. King of the Jungle.
Yeah.
Can you find me a person that doesn't love Christopher Biggins? I think he's hilarious.
Yes, I can.
But here's my question to you. Do you think he talks to himself?
Yes.
Me too.
So I got some clips of Biggins, which may have been from when I had a chat with him the other day.
Yeah.
My question is, how long would he stay on the phone for, talking to himself? So we played him clips of himself down the phone. How long would he stay on for? Becky.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Chappers.
I think he's just going to laugh and laugh and laugh, so I'm going to go 31 seconds.
Ooh.
Tactical.
Well, I've lied. It doesn't make any difference to me.
Really doesn't. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Christopher Biggins calling himself.
Hello?
Good morning.
Who's this?
Biggins.
Yes. Who is it?
How's the... how was your week? All right?
Yeah, very good.
Hang on a second.
Sorry, I have no idea who this is.
Biggins.
Yes. Oh, God.
You are so funny. You always break the ice.
Is it Jeffrey Hibbert? No. Tim Wapshop. I have no idea. Who is it?
Biggins.
Yes.
It was 49 seconds.
Yay!
So, it's today 2-1. Well done, Chappers. Sneaked in at the end.
Oh, what's occurring?
Who's Jim Topshop?
Who is it? Is it Jim Topshop? I don't know. Maybe that's the owner of the Topshop chain. Don't know who that is. Love it. My favourites just went round and round in circles. Who is it? Biggins. Yes. Who is it? Biggins. Yes. Who is it? Biggins. Yes. Love him. 2-1 today. Let me know how you did on 81199.
Oh. What's occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Paul.
Where are you, Paul?
At the minute, I'm sitting in Morrison's unloading area at Northampton.
What's occurring?
Your McVitie's thing.
Yeah.
I actually drive trucks for a living.
Right.
And I've done some work for McVitie's at different times. And yes, they do. They have signs on the back of the trailer saying no cakes are left in this vehicle overnight.
That's ridiculous.
Is cake theft a big problem, then?
I think it's mostly done for the Jaffa cakes, because they have, like, signs along the side of all the McVitie's trailers with Jaffa cakes on it. And
well, that's really weird that you say that. That's weird you say that, because a text has just come in saying the Jaffa cake lorries say the same. It genuinely says on the back, no Jaffa cakes are left in this vehicle overnight.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it?
Yeah.
You don't see that on Crime Watch, do you?
You don't, no.
Man, Nick's fondant fancy.
No.
Do you? You don't see someone. You don't see a reconstruction of someone like nicking a whole load of hobnobs, do you?
No,
not at the back of a trailer. No.
No.
Oh, well, Jaffa cakes are the most stolen cake, then.
Are they?
Well, that's what he said.
Apparently, yeah. Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Can't get enough.
Yeah. Okay, I love you.
I love you too.
That's weird. Sam's been on from Derby. You know that thing we were talking about yesterday, Panda Cam. Mm. Where it's a big panda, nothing really happens, but you can watch it in a... Well, it's not, I said, in a natural environment yesterday. It really isn't, because you can now see bars and stuff.
There's no bars. It's just in a zoo.
Now, Becky is also now addicted to Panda Cam. Sam and Darby, since we mentioned it yesterday, has been on it all day, just looking at it.
Been on this morning. He's just asleep in the corner.
Are you watching it now, Chappers?
Oh, he's just kind of rolled over a little bit.
Oh, I missed that. I've been watching it for 10 minutes now. He hasn't done anything.
He just then rolled over and kind of rubbed his nose a little bit.
But don't have to do anything. It's just, just little things like that. Rubbing the nose. It's just so cute.
He is asleep in a porter cabin. So how you thought that was a natural environment, I really don't know.
Yeah. Well, when I was watching it, there was just, it doesn't matter.
Sometimes it's just black, to be fair.
Yeah. If you want to have a look at Panda Cam, like I said, nothing much happens. It's like when you watch Big Brother housemates asleep. You still kind of do it.
Pandas are cuter.
Yeah, and less weird. Mm. Go online to bbc.co.uk/radio1 and you too can experience the delights of Panda Cam today at work. It's actually, if you're in a busy kind of stressful office environment, I think you'll find it's particularly relaxing.
I like all the cake-based gags that are now coming in, including one that just says Grand Theft Hobnob.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.